This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Tuesday, May 6th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. Colorado River dollars take a hit in funding freeze. Snapbackers try to stem cuts. And Trump to meet with Canadian Prime Minister. Freezing grants also freezes Colorado River progress. Researchers are warning the Trump administration's halt to Colorado River drought grants could upend decades of conservation gains. In a new paper, UC economists point to 20 years of success with financing ag projects. Farms far more effective than cities in cutting use, averaging $405 per acre foot compared to more than $6,000 for municipalities. Focusing on the limited federal dollars on the most efficient projects first, quote, offers the best return on investment and impact, note the researchers. They caution, however, that conserving more could incentivize growers to expand acreage if clear restrictions are not in place. But the funding freeze will likely constrain future allocations and hinder California's progress in meeting conservation goals. That could diminish the scale of projects and their long-term viability. Now take note, the researchers counted 7 projects on average funded annually from 2004 to 2014 and over 38 over the next decade. That jumped to 52 in 2023. That's after the Biden administration injected more than $4 billion into drought contingency efforts through the Inflation Reduction Act. Up until that year, the total funding over 2 decades added up to $1.1 billion, California receiving nearly half. USDA nominees advance. The Senate Agriculture Committee voted along party lines last night to send 2 USDA nominees to the Senate floor, Stephen Vaden to be Deputy Ag Secretary and Tyler Clarkson to be USDA General Counsel. The panel voted 12-11 to approve them. We do have concerns about these nominees' past records, so we will not be voting for them, according to the committee's ranking Democrat, Amy Klobuchar of Minnesota. Vaden served as general counsel during the first Trump administration, and Clarkson was deputy general counsel. Now, keep in mind, Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins remains the lone official at USDA who has been confirmed by the Senate. NIOSH employees get RIF notices. The National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health saw another round of layoffs on Friday affecting most of the staff who had not already been let go. 2 sources with knowledge of the cuts told AgriPulse. Employees who research occupational hazards associated with fishing were among those in the second wave, as well as some who helped distribute funding to external agriculture safety and health centers. That's according to one former NIOSH employee. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this.
When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. Trump and Carney to meet amid tense U.S.-Canada relations. Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney is in Washington today for his first in-person meeting with President Donald Trump since winning the Canadian election. Carney's office said the two would discuss and trade and the future of the country's economic and security relationship. Now, the meeting comes against a backdrop of 25% U.S. inflation on imports from Canada not covered by a North American trade deal, reduced to 10% on energy products and on potash. Now, on the campaign trail, Carney, a former central banker, argued that the era of deepening U.S.-Canadian integration is over, a tragedy, he called it. Now, take note, Trump set the tone for the discussions in his Sunday appearance on NBC's Meet the Press. The president said, quote, "We don't need their cars. We don't need their lumber. We don't need their energy. We don't need anything. We do very little business with Canada." And then there's this. According to the Office of the U.S. Trade Representative, Canada has consistently been one of the top two trading partners for the United States. So far in 2025, it's been the top destination for U.S. exports, which have totaled $55.7 billion. Lutnick's take, well, yesterday, Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick poured cold water over a possible deal to lift the Canada tariffs. He told Fox Business, "It is very complex." Lutnick added it would be a fascinating meeting between the two leaders, but said he doesn't see how it works out so perfectly. Well, here's today's final word. I'm grateful every time I have the opportunity to spend time in this special place. That CDFA Secretary Karen Ross, she's reflecting on her trip last week to the groundbreaking for a new dairy plant in Bakersfield, a send-off for the outgoing Table Grape Commission CEO, and an immigration roundtable hosted by the Central Valley Community Foundation. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Tuesday, May 6th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Chap Allen.